Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. Trial for a Northeast Iowa man accused of child sex abuse has been delayed another 2 months. The Bremer County Sheriff's Office arrested 38-year-old Richard Bush II of Plainfield in April of last year on charges of continuous sex abuse of a child, second-degree sexual abuse, and lascivious acts with a child, all felonies. He also faces one count each of assault with intent to commit sexual abuse and dissemination exhibition of obscene material to a minor. According to court documents, the victim told authorities in August of 2022 she was sexually assaulted by Bush when she was under 14 years old. Bush has pleaded not guilty and his trial was scheduled for March 26th in Bremer County District Court. However, last week the defense filed for a continuance based on the waiver of speedy trial under 1 year rule, which the state did not contest. Yesterday, Bush's motion was approved and a new trial date has been set for May 7th. He remains in the Bremer County Jail on $50,000 cash only bond. Almost a year after he was arrested, a former North Iowa music teacher has pleaded guilty to sexual conduct with a student. 44-year-old Steve Heston of Alcater was employed in the West Hancock School District when he allegedly engaged in a pattern, practice, or scheme of sexual conduct with a minor that he had direct supervisory authority over as a student during the 2020-21 school year and which continued into the summer of 2022. Court documents state it also involved communications in person, through the internet, and using school technology. Criminal complaints against Heston were filed on March 21st of last year. A warrant for his arrest was issued the next day, and he was taken into custody the day after that. Heston was initially charged with sexual exploitation by a school employee and enticing a minor under 16 for sexual purposes, Class D felonies. Last month, he agreed to plead guilty to one count of third-degree harassment, a simple misdemeanor. On Friday, a Hancock County judge sentenced Heston to 2 years in jail and 2 years of supervised probation, plus complete all recommended mental health treatment. Heston resigned from the West Hancock School District in March of 2022. A change in traffic pattern went into effect yesterday on Iowa Highway 27 and Iowa 58 in Cedar Falls. According to the Iowa DOT's New Hampton Construction Office, work has resumed on the second year of reconstruction on Iowa Highway 27 and 58 from US 20 through Ridgeway Avenue in Cedar Falls. The work will continue until late November. Traffic on Iowa 27 and Iowa 58 now in a head-to-head pattern in the southbound lanes. Traffic on Ridgeway Avenue now in a head-to-head pattern in the westbound lanes. The annual Lift-A-Thon, hosted by the New Hampton Letterman's Club and Letterettes, is tomorrow in the high school weight room.
What we have is our Lift-A-Thon, which is a fundraiser to help raise funds for our weight room improvements and or updating some of the stuff with the funds that we do raise. So, and that's our 7th through 12th grade female and male students.
That's the Letterman's Dennis Pagel, who says each participant can bench press 4 times to establish their individual max weight, which will then be used to calculate how much money they will collect for those who pledge their financial support by the pound. Pagel says flat amount donations are also welcome, and students who lift have until March 30th to turn in their money raised. Middle school students will begin lifting tomorrow afternoon at 3:45, with high school girls starting at 5 p.m. and high school boys at around 5:15. A link to more details can be found with this story on our station website. Thursday night on 95.9 KCHA, it's Iowa State men's basketball in the NCAA tournament. The Cyclones taking on South Dakota State. Broadcast time 5:30, game time about 6:35. Friday night on 95.9 KCHA, we'll pick up Iowa State women's basketball in the NCAA tournament taking on Maryland. Broadcast time 6 o'clock. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa news on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.